Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
It's Keith McPherson filling in for Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata. Let's do it again. Run it back. Good morning, good morning. I held that one too long. All right, you guys know what we're about to do, right? Talk sports. Spoiler alert, we're leading with the Yankees. Yeah. The New York Yankees. Your New York Yankees. I'm a Yankee fan like you are. I liked that game last night. Did you like that game last night? That was a game last night coming into where most folks would say, you know, handle your business. That's a team you're supposed to beat. The Washington Nationals, they care about that game. As much as people could say, it's the Nationals, as much as people could say, yeah, you're supposed to beat teams like that. Well, we've seen the Yankees play down to their competition. We've seen the Yankees not come ready to play against teams they're supposed to beat. And again, I tell you, the eliminated teams are playing spoiler. You are their World Series. So much so, on a night that Juan Soto comes back to get a standing ovation from the Nationals crowd, they decide, let's call up our first round pick, number two prospect, Dylan Cruz. You know, let's put the video out on social media. Let's get some buzz in the ballpark because the Yankees are coming to town. The Yankees always draw because people are coming down from New York, New Jersey, and all around Maryland to D.C. to see Aaron Judge. Yeah, so all the talk about Aaron Judge all week, player of the week. Look at us, Francisco Lindor and Aaron Judge, player of the week. We're definitely going to talk more about Francisco Lindor and Aaron Judge, especially with the MVP conversation. But yesterday I was telling you I'd rather buy a ticket to go see Aaron Judge than Shohei Ohtani. And a lot of those folks probably showed up to see Aaron Judge hit home runs. He didn't hit a home run. He did rob a home run. A lot of those folks showed up to see Juan Soto hit home runs, or maybe even Giancarlo Stanton, who as a Marlin has hit home runs there. And as I'm watching the game last night, it's about Nestor Cortez. I'm watching who set the tone. I'm watching who had the energy, who had the fire, who brought some passion, right? We were just killing Nestor Cortez coming out of the All-Star break about the tweet that he put out saying how everybody laughs at the Yankees, makes fun of the Yankees, but we're in contention every year. And then he went out and had a couple clunkers. But if you look at his last three games, and don't tell me, oh, well, it's not against, you know, he did it against the White Sox, and he did it when the Yankees needed it against the White Sox. I don't care if you think that these teams are bums. I don't care if you think that they're not of the caliber of the Yankees. They're not, but it's baseball. Any night, anyone could go out there and get right. Nestor did it against the White Sox. He did it again against the Cleveland Guardians. And he did it again last night against the Nationals. He went back to Matt Blake's pitching lab. He went back and found it because he is a competitor. And yesterday we were talking about who would you rather give the ball to in the postseason, Nestor Cortez or Carlos Rodon? And I was kind of leaning towards Nestor Cortez because he's a competitor. Now, Carlos Rodon has a little bit of bulldog in him, but he also has a little bit of puppy dog in him. Nestor Cortez is the guy from Hialeah, the Hialeah kid that was never supposed to be here. And a lot of people thought that he was the little engine that could that ran out of gas. No, he hasn't run out of gas. He knows what time it is. He understands these last 2 months are very valuable. I talk a lot about the Yankees and how coming out of spring training every year, it's championship, bringing a parade back to the city, winning 28, rings. Oh, it doesn't matter unless you hoist that trophy at the end. Okay, talk is cheap. You cannot win the World Series in February, March, April. You can't win it in September either, but what you're seeing is the Yankees build towards being postseason ready. 888-808-1019. What you're seeing is them building and rounding into being a champion. What you're seeing is them doing the little things right because there isn't much season left to be getting the little things wrong, especially against teams that have nothing to play for but to beat you and ruin your day. Beat you and knock you down in the standings. Juan Soto's return, Dylan Cruz debut, the Aaron Judge home run tour. But you know who started off the home runs yesterday? Gleyber Torres. He's on his farewell tour. I said, these are the last days of Gleyber Torres. Yesterday, I told you, how great would it be for Gleyber Torres to have his best 2 months of his Yankee career? He's found it a little bit here as the Yankees' leadoff hitter. Needed a guy. He didn't have it early in the year when we thought DJ would be the guy, and he gets hurt, and Gleyber's thrown into that position. Man, Gleyber finally seems like he's playing free. He's not thinking so much. He's not pressing so much. Gleyber and Nestor, that game yesterday was all, in the beginning, it was Gleyber and Nestor. Nestor set the tone after Gleyber set the tone. You get up 1-0, you exhale a little bit. There it is. There it is, back-to-back. At bats, Gleyber Torres goes yard. He's settled in as a leadoff hitter. And Nestor Cortez pitching, like actually pitching, locating his pitches, mixing his pitches, changing eye level, competing. I mean, Nestor had a streak of 20 scoreless innings. Who would have thought? When you need it, right? When Luis Gil goes down, when you have to pitch Will Warren, Clark Schmidt isn't back yet. When you had to give Stroman an extra week of rest. Nestor Cortez has been solid. He's been somebody you can count on for this Yankees team for years now. I mean, going back to 2019 now. He set the tone for the rest of these guys, doing the little things right, manufacturing runs. As hard as people have been on Anthony Volpe as of late, you know, keep him down there in the lineup as well. He's finding it. Let him develop. He's a young guy, and I know that's not an excuse because we have guys like Bobby Witt Jr. and Gunnar Henderson who are young guys and a bunch of other young guys across the league that are star players, but everybody's not the same. You know, C.J. Abrams over on the other side for the Washington Nationals, they graduated the same year. He was an all-star this year, played with Anthony Volpe on Team USA. I was listening to Susan and Ricky Ricardo last night, Susan, with that little nugget. But yeah, Volpe gets on. Volpe had a night, and they manufacture runs with situational hitting. I mean, Volpe gets on, and he gets on second. He's automatic to steal third. And then DJ comes up, and you know what? We're not looking for much from DJ. We're not expecting DJ to drive the ball. We're not expecting DJ to have competitive at-bats. But you know what? The machine can compute. Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep. I have a runner on third. I got to elevate this ball. How many outs are there? This is a sac fly. Sac fly is underrated. Shout out to Joe's McFly. That was his quote. The sac fly is underrated. Yeah, I'll take it every single time. The Yankees don't have to bludgeon everybody. They don't have to hit back-to-back-to-back home runs. They don't have to score 7-8 runs. They need to just be solid all around. And Jazz Chisholm at third base coming back from his injury, he hasn't been so solid. I mean, we were wowed by the fact that he never played third base, and he goes out there and picks it up like that. But, I mean, he's had a little bit of struggles. And he bobbled that one ball, then he threw it away. And I'm like, all right, you had two errors right there. Not great. But then that Yankee defense behind Nestor Cortez. Austin Wells. He bails him out. What a throw to second base to get that runner out of there. They were just clicking on all cylinders. They were doing what they needed to do. This is what a championship team needs to do. And I was telling you yesterday about what Jorge Posada said, right? He's a champion. Hoff, I don't know if you have the clip that I texted you. We'll play it at some point with Jorge Posada. But Jorge Posada was talking about what he'd like to see from this team. He said he watches a lot of their games. They're a little tight. They need to have a little more attitude, a little more want to, a little more fight in them. And I saw that last night with a guy like Alex Verdugo running into the wall. That looked like it hurt. And I was listening to it on the radio, and then I had to get it on the TV to see because they kept saying, oh, he's down. He's not walking right. The trainers are out there. Honestly, my first thought was if Verdugo is hurt, the Dominguez send-up is the next move. But I obviously don't root for anybody to get hurt. He champed it out. And Verdugo had a three-hit night. That's the want to. That's the attitude. You're not taking me out of the game. I'm not looking to come out of the game. I'm looking to compete. I'm looking to battle. I'm looking to make the most out of my time in pinstripes or road grays being a New York Yankee because this is not forever and time is expiring. 888 808-1019. If I've left something out before I finish this open, Yankee fans, call me up and point out something. I know you want to talk about the Aaron Judge catch. We'll get there. Anthony Volpe sliding into second. I thought there was another injury scare with that. Can't have that. Can't have that young man down. He's a winning player defensively with his glove making plays. And then now finding it at the plate, hustling, speed kills. He's able to score on sack flies. Aaron Judge. Ridiculous. Incredible. A mutant. An X-Men. The Judgernaut. All rise for the greatest of all time. Yeah, I'm already putting that out there. I mean, this guy is incredible. I just have to give him credit and props. Like I said yesterday, nobody's asking about his toe. Nobody's asking if he's hurt. Nobody's asking about wear and tear playing center field every day. And folks will tell you, oh, Bobby Witt Jr. is in the conversation with Aaron Judge for MVP because he plays shortstop. Well, yeah, he covers the ground between second and third. Judge is patrolling center field in a place like Nationals Park where he didn't make one catch. He made two catches, but the second catch is just erasing the other one that he made on the warning track. In that game, Andrés Champarro, former Yankee farmhand, a guy we've seen in spring training, he must have had enough at-bats in spring training against Nestor Cortez. He was on Nestor yesterday. I mean, we're up 2-0 at that point, and he smacks that ball. And whether you think it was going out or not, there's one center fielder that's 6'7", that is agile enough, athletic enough to go get that ball off the top of that fence like that, have the presence of mind to show that he caught it, right? And I'm in here watching Yankee Encore. Andrés Champarro is up right now. He had a double in the second inning. Here's his second at bat in the top of the fourth against Nestor Cortez. We'll get to that in a minute because I love when he stayed in to face him a third time. But Judge is a baseball guy. He's a baseball mind. He's just a different level of player. You can't say he doesn't play defense because he moved from right field to center field. And when he tracked that ball down, caught it at the top of the wall, the picture's amazing. There's a fan whose hands are like cupped there like he was going to try and Jeffrey Mayer that thing. Nope. All rise. He rose up, jump man, Jordan Brand Judge, to catch that ball. Show the umpire, I got it. Have the presence of mind to look and see where the runner is. Throw that ball in. Doubled him up. And we're out of the inning. If that ball goes out, it's a tie game. That's defensive run saved. That's a swing. That is a guy that's going out there every night and showing Major League Baseball, I'm the best that you've got. I'm the best player. And he's doing it for the New York Yankees as captain of the New York Yankees, as the highest paid player for now on the New York Yankees. As the Yankees are trying to win the American League East, as the Yankees are trying to be the number one seed in the American League. I mean, you just got to give it up for 9-9. This is the play. It just happened right there. This is Yo, I'm watching this live right now, reliving it. And a good throw. You got to give Glaber credit for a good throw. DJ being right there. Energy. These guys are pumped up. They're fired up. They're connected. Jazz is putting the towel on his back. He's Superman. The king of New York. Anyway, talking about Nestor battling as well and Aaron Boone letting him battle and going out there and saying, all right, you know, want this next batter? Yeah, you got it. I mean, I didn't want to see his scoreless streak end, but that is Nestor Cortez saying, no, I'm trying to help. This is the first game of the series. I'm trying to keep the bullpen from having to come in here. I want to compete. I'm at 85 pitches. I want to get it done. That's the want to that Jorge Posada was talking about. That's the attitude that Jorge Posada was talking about. So clearly, something rubbed off, some energy transferred between the 2009 Yankees and the old-timers that were in the building, and them getting to rub shoulders and shake hands and hang out with these Yankees in the 2 games after opening, or the 2 days after Old-Timers Day. I see a difference, and I see a team at 78-54. I see a team with a lead in first place like I have wanted for a while. It's funny because I remember a couple weeks ago talking about how I wanted the division, and somebody randomly on Twitter was like, this guy's thinking about the division. I'm like, yeah, you must not be good at math. The division is easily right in front of them, like Aaron Boone said. 888-808-1019. We'll talk about everything. That game last night was the quintessential what if Judge, Soto, and Stanton don't hit. Well, the bottom of the order will get it done. Austin Wells, Anthony Volpe, Jazz Chisholm making up for his error with another home run, 8 home runs in 18 games for the Yankees. I mean, he's the prize of this trade deadline. Mark Leiter Jr.'s got to get back in the lab a bit, see what Nestor's doing. Obviously, the other guy that they traded for is not on the team anymore, but you go to Jake Cousins, Clay Holmes. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy, and the Yankees are on their way to the next game, feeling good about where they are. And we will talk about the standings. We will talk about the Mets. Before we go to break here, I'll say this. When I came on yesterday, I was trying to talk some people off the ledge, and I saw some response, you know, people saying, it's not right in front of them anymore. It is the worst loss of the year. Listen, you got to control what you can control, but I am aware that you can't control the fact that the Diamondbacks have a 6-game win streak, that the Padres went out there and they won again. And you go to sleep last night and you wake up and you look at the wild card standings and you're 3 games out of it. And if you go to sleep tonight after taking a loss in the West Coast, you know, you stay up to watch then face the Diamondbacks, you lose that game, it's going to start to feel insurmountable. It's going to go from being right in front of you to feeling like it's floating and slipping away. We'll talk about it a little bit more. I do think it's a special season for the Mets. I had pushback on that. Oh, it's not a special season. What's special about it? They're 5 games over 500. I mean, all of the outside factors from Grimace and OMG and Glizzy Izzy and the Rally Pimp and whatever else you want to throw in there, but the career years you're getting from certain players, the fact that you had a ridiculous June to climb out of the hole that you dug yourself in, the fact that you swept the Yankees 4-0 this year. What if the Yankees go on to win the World Series this year and you swept them 4-0? It'll mean something to you. So I do hope that the Mets are able to see this through and be a postseason team this year. 888-808-1019. We're going to take a break before we take a call. Keith McPherson on the Fan, filling in for Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata, BT and Sal, the midday show. I'm on till 2. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Stuck in traffic and need to vent? Dial the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Oh, yeah. Club going up on a Tuesday. Good morning, good morning. Keith McPherson on the Fan, filling in for BT and Sal. 888-808-1019. Hopefully you guys are having a good morning. Talking about the Yankees and talking about the game last night and rewatching the game, I'm having a good morning. And doing the morning shift, I'm getting up and I'm able to actually like stay up and help my wife with my son. Usually when I do the night shift, I don't go to bed till 2:33 in the morning, and I really only get up if he's freaking out, yelling and screaming, and I feel like she needs a hand, but she's great. She's usually got it under control, and today, you know, I gave her some time. She's like, hey, can you watch him just so I can get, like, you know, 20 minutes to do my makeup, hair, get dressed? I'm like, yeah, of course I got it, and he said something this morning that he always says, but it made me think about how I felt watching the game last night, right? I give him a handful of Cheerios, and he scarfs down the Cheerios in 15 seconds. And I think I told you yesterday he used to watch Miss Rachel, and she does the, like, you know, hand signs, and she helps kids learn how to talk. And so he knows the sign language for more. But as soon as he finishes the 15 Cheerios, he's more. And I'm watching the Yankees game last night, and as they're doing the things that they're supposed to do, they keep playing defense, striking guys out, manufacturing runs, hitting home runs, doing the job. I'm sitting there like, more. And that's what we need the rest of the way. We need more. They can't have a letdown. They can't have any more worse loss of the season, as we talked about with the Mets and the Yankees. It's like, no, this is it. This is the last stretch. You're building towards being a champion. You need to be playing your best baseball right now. You've got 2 more against the Nationals. Then you come back home for a Cardinals series. Then you go back. Like, it's more. We need more. More fundamentally sound, good baseball and being able to pick up the heavyweights, being able to pick up Juan Soto and Aaron Judge. It's a team game. They don't have to do it all for us. I mean, there was a game last week where they scored all 8 runs. They drove in all 8 runs. And that's where people could say, oh, well, what if those guys slump in the postseason? What if they don't hit? I mean, I got a feeling that Juan Soto is postseason ready, especially in the pinstripes. When he feels that energy in October of the Bronx, that's also going to be another selling point for him when it comes to free agency time. But like, he's a guy that the pinstripes weren't heavy at all. He's having the best year of his life. He's having a prove-it year, a bet-on-yourself year. He's having the ideal. Obviously, Judge did it a couple years ago, and he's Judge. This guy is doing it. So I know he's going to continue doing that in October. And Judge, I think Judge is just waiting. I've nicknamed Judge the silencer. He silences all critics. He is waiting for that opportunity in the postseason to change people's thoughts about who and what he is. As I watch Austin Wells 1-1 count, drive that ball deep into right field. Yeah, keep Wells in the lineup. Left-handed pitcher, right-handed pitcher. I would love to know who our pitchers prefer behind the dish. I've got love for Jose Trevino, but this late in the season, you need power. You need Austin Powers. You need Wells in that lineup, man. He can be a weapon. He can be a problem. That homer, that solo shot made it 3-0 in the 6th inning, and you're like, more, more. Okay, we should take a phone call. We're 30 minutes in. Let's go to Eeny, Meeny, Miney, Mo, Mario, Long Beach, always on the Fan. Hello.
Hey, it's nice to talk to you during the day. Normal human person.
10:30-some a.m., not p.m., k.m., on the Fan.
Exactly. I mean, really excited about these Yankees and Judge's play in center field, man. Let me tell you. You know, some people were saying, one of the hosts was saying something about he's an average center fielder. I really don't see that. He's above average, for sure. He's not an average center fielder. I don't know what your feelings are on his fielding. But
there was a game, I think the Guardians game, or no, it was, I forget what it was. There was a game where there were some fly balls that have landed in center field where I feel like he wasn't going all the way out, obviously, to protect himself. But I think he is above average. I'm sure there's some type of stat on FanGraphs that we can look up to say that Judge is above average. Those plays last night, those were above average. The first one he caught, he reached up for on the warning track in center field. The other one where he just took that direct path, that direct line to rob Andres Champaro, like, that is above average center fielding. And his height helps. His agility and his height, him being that tall, to be able to jump up and catch that ball without, like, fully leaping and losing his balance, being able to land, show the ball that he caught it, that it didn't hit off the top of the wall or anything, and then fire it back to the cutoff man to get two outs. Like, that's why he's amazing. That's why he's Aaron Judge. That's why we're still seeing things, even in a night where he doesn't hit the ball out of the park. He's showing you the level of baseball player that he actually is.
Right, right. And one more point, then I'll let you go. Soto's not going anywhere because his great year has a lot to do with Judge, and Judge's great year has a lot to do with him. They know that. He want, you know?
Yeah, of course. Of course. Thanks for the call. I mean, I was saying it yesterday. You know, I think I had a call where someone's like, well, he's going to want to be number one. Yeah, everybody wants to be a number one, king of the hill. He's going to be number one with his contract. He might not be number one as far as Aaron Judge's team, but with his contract, he's going to outlive Aaron Judge in pinstripes. With his next contract, how old do you think Judge is going to play until? 39, 40? Like, we forget how young Juan Soto is compared to Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge is like a big bro to him. And I like, this city is large enough for the both of us. I don't think that these guys, like I said yesterday, two alphas look at each other and say there's not enough room for two alphas to coexist. If anything, I don't know if you guys watch Dragon Ball Z, it's fusion. They are putting their powers together to be more powerful than they've ever been. Frank is in Central Jersey. Frank, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, how you doing? Hey, quick side note. Do you still live in Jersey City?
I do.
That's great. I tell you what, I grew up there. I was a policeman there for over 30 years. What a great town. You're lucky to be there. I just wish you could have grown up there back in the day, the old school Jersey City.
My wife's family grew up in the Heights, so I hear a lot about what it used to be like. I also hear about what it turned into, but now it has evolved. There's just so much there between Jersey City and Hoboken, and things still popping up. Restaurants, places to go, new apartments, and there's a ton of people there. It's a nice spot to live.
That's for sure. Hey, my couple of Yankee points, if you could just give me a few seconds here. Soto and Judge definitely play off of each other, make each other much better ball players. I truly think it's going to take a $500 million to sign Soto, 10 years at 50. I hope the Yankees can do it. I know Steinbrenner can do it if he wants to do it, but we'll see what happens. And, you know, this really, really irks me. Judge is on such an incredible run. Major League Baseball is vehemently against PEDs and steroids and things like that. They suspend guys for it. I truly believe Bobby Bonds' record needs to be stripped, because right now, 75 home runs, it would take almost 12.7 home runs averaging for six months to beat his record by one. And I think his record is truly unattainable, and Judge is probably the only one that could possibly do it. But it really irks me that Major League Baseball won't strip him of that title. And I just wanted to get your overall thoughts on those things.
Great call, Frank. Thanks for the call. I don't think you can strip the guy of what he physically went out there and did, which many people listening saw. You saw his at-bats. You saw how many times he was intentionally walked. You saw how many times he put that ball in McCovey Cove. Barry Bonds is Barry Bonds. But there's an asterisk. He's not in the Hall of Fame. That is how they try to justify that. But they're not. You can't erase something that actually happened. He was enhanced. He did it on steroids. But he still did it. Like, the steroids didn't swing the bat. The steroids didn't stand in the batter's box. The steroids enhanced him. So maybe some of those fly balls don't make it out of the ballpark. But there's no way to know that. Even Judge himself, who grew up out there, going to Giants games, watching Barry Bonds, has said, no, the real record is 73. Like, no, there's no way they can strip that. But we know what the deal is. We understand it was the game of shadows. It still is in many ways. We understand that guys were not punished for these things, and you know, it was rampant throughout the league, and now we're just in a different era. Now we're just in a different time. And in this time, Judge is the greatest of our time, and when you stack him up against other guys, I mean, he just needs the ring and the championship to be in the pantheon of greatest of all time. 888-888-888-808-1019. The Barry Bonds conversation is just like, it just missed me with it. I had a tweet last night go off after Judge went and made that play in center. I said, miss me with your counters, miss me with your steroid users, miss me with your legends from 50 to 100 years ago. This guy does it all. Stop trying to find a way to parallel this or point to something else or someone else. Just watch him play every night. I've seen this guy. He had 1,000 hits last night. I didn't even mention that. 1,000 hits in his career. And we always talk about guys being successful 3 out of 10. So if you get 3 hits out of 10 at-bats in your career, you're a Hall of Famer. If you get 3 home runs out of every 10 hits, you're Aaron Judge.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
21 of the last 22 times they scored. Here's Sims to throw in third down. Up the middle, touchdown, Bavaro. Mark Bavaro goes to one knee. Genuflex in prayer. As a 13-yard throw over the middle answers the prayer for the Giants fans.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yankees turning point of the game contest. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Be the first caller to correctly identify yesterday's turning point of the game at 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326. And you'll receive 2 pairs of tickets to a Yankees 2024 regular season game. It's all from your flagship station for New York Yankees baseball, The Fan. Feeling fantastic. 10:45-ish. Continuing with my Twitch check-ins. What's up, everybody in the Twitch chat? Let's see what you guys are talking about. Someone says, Cam the 2 p.m. Beast Unleashed. Yes, Cam the 2 p.m. filling in for BT and Sal. Someone said, I can't believe Hodgins was released. Isaiah Hodgins. We're going to talk about Isaiah Hodgins. We're going to talk about the cuts. We're going to talk about The NFL later on with CeeDee Lamb's contract. That happened right as I got off air. We're going to talk about Hassan Reddick, who Hoff just informed me that CeeDee Lamb and him have the same agent from CAA. So I guess he's working on some things. Also in the chat, League Pass Larry says, it's happy put the fries in a bag, bro day. These guys in the NFL aren't going to work at McDonald's. A lot of these guys are cut, and they're going to the practice squad where they can still make $1 million, $2 million more. Like, there's so much money in the NFL for these guys. They're not working fast food jobs. Jets fans in the chat on Twitch, twitch.tv/WFAN. If you want to watch the show, Face for Radio, just be warned. You're going to have to look at me. But I'm on there. I'm, like I said, every morning I usually watch on Twitch, jump in the chat, interact with the fans. Shout out to John Ramos, who watches from the Philippines. That's another thing. You can watch this across the globe. Twitch is like a TV channel or like cable with multiple channels. And yeah, Maestro says, I never thought I would hear a DBZ reference on WFAN. Absolutely love it. That was me talking about the fusion. Fusion. Ha! I was at Fanatics Fest, and there was a fan that walked up to me, and he was like, you know when I became a fan? You know when I was locked into you? He's like, you ended a segment, and you said, we'll find out next time on Dragon Ball Z. I'm a big DBZ guy. I love watching DBZ growing up. 888-808-1019. Let's get back to the phone calls. We're talking about your New York Yankees. We're talking about the game that was last night. I'm rewatching it in here. The Yankees are up 4-0. There's some trouble on the base paths, and we got a lot of good signs from the team last night. They are building and rounding into form. They are turning into a championship-caliber team. There's many times this year where you felt like, this isn't a championship-caliber team. But against a team like the Washington Nationals last night, they go out there and everybody does something. And it's not the heavy hitters. It's not the guys that you usually expect to hit the home runs, drive in the runs between Juan Soto, Judge, and Stanton. I mean, obviously, Judge flashed the glove, but it was the rest of the guys, the bottom of the order, and the starting pitching, the bullpen, and the defense behind Nestor Cortes that got it done. So let's see what you guys want to talk about. And obviously, we started to talk about Barry Bonds and the steroid users and Aaron Judge. Imagine if they brought steroids back and Judge started using roids next year. Kevin is in Bayshore. What's up, Kevin? You're on the Fan.
What's going on, Keith? I heard Frank talking about stripping Bonds of his records, and I think that's absolutely ridiculous. I watched them in, I was watching baseball, and my life that summer was watching any TV channel waiting to see his at bat because it was televised everywhere.
And yeah, no, I'm with you. I said you can't strip
care.
It.
I know.
They're keeping him out of the Hall of Fame.
And I find that atrocious that he's out of the Hall of Fame. But, like, my life revolved around Barry Bonds' at-bats.
Yeah.
And I needed to be near a TV to watch him hit because it was awesome every time. If he struck out, if he got a hit, if he was walked intentionally, it was riveting every time. And I loved it. And then last night, I'm watching the Yankee game because there was no Met game on. I'm a Mets fan, and I dismissed the Yankees. But I'll tell you, last night I watched Judge make that catch in center field and turn that double play. I'm like, oh, that dude's a beast. Love him.
Thanks for the call, Kevin. Yes. Like that, just that alone, right? He didn't hit the ball out of the park, but showing you defensively that he has the athletic ability to track that ball down, jump and leap, bring that ball back, show the umpire, throw it in for a double play. It's like, I'm sure Barry Bonds might have been able to do that in his younger years with his athleticism. That's another thing with Barry Bonds. You can't take away what he was as a young guy. And he's also a legacy guy, you know, Bobby Bonds' kid. He's a part of baseball. You can't tell the story of baseball without Barry Bonds. He's a major part of it. But they always say that about the Hall of Fame, right? If you can't tell the story of baseball without this guy, but with the steroids, that's just what Major League Baseball and really the Baseball Writers of America decided, okay, we're going to leave these guys out. So what? You can't leave them out of people's minds. You know, Kevin said his whole summer of 2001 revolved around watching Barry Bonds and his at-bats. many people's summer of 2022 revolved around Aaron Judge and his chase for 61. You know, honestly, I was in middle school. I was 12, going on 13, the summer of Barry Bonds. And I've said many times on The Fan, I wasn't staying up to watch West Coast games. And how could you? I didn't have MLB.TV back then. There was no way to watch. I was waking up the next morning, getting ready for school, watching SportsCenter, like, oh, yeah, Bonds homered again. How many now? And Barry Bonds had the big roided-up steroid head. Judge is doing this naturally. He is the natural. He is a baseball savant. He loves the game. And I just think that there's more pressure on him. And pressure that you've seen fold guys in New York, it doesn't affect Judge. I feel like you have to give him more respect because he's doing it in the Eastern time zone as the captain for the 27-time New York Yankees as they're on a chase for 28, trying to win the American League and win the American League East. 888-808-1019. And he's got some friends with him. He's got some company. He's got some guys that are helping him. It isn't all just Aaron Judge. It's a team. Anthony is in Brooklyn next up on The Fan. You got it, Ant.
Hey, Keith. Nice to talk to you again.
Thanks for calling in.
I'm on the air, right? What's the call? So really quick, I wanted to say how nice of a guy you really are. We went to show you guys. We saw you at Fanatics Fest, me and my son, all 3 days. You know, kept coming to annoy you. So I wanted to say thank you for that. You know,
no one annoyed me at Fanatics Fest. I'm wearing my Fanatics Fest jersey in here. You can see me on twitch.tv. A young guy, Ben, was just in here who I met at Fanatics Fest, but I had met him online. The amount of people that showed up for my live show, the amount of people that showed up all weekend for WFAN's live shows, like, I was extremely flattered. I signed every autograph, took every picture. It made no sense to me because there were actual celebrities and athletes and important people in there, and people showed me love as if I was one of those type of people. So thank you.
Yeah, you're the king of New York.
Judges. Not close.
No.
I live in Jersey. I come to New York. I hold it down for WFAN. I guess if there's a New Jersey king of New York, I'd like to be in the running.
So I have a few points. Well, really quick, actually. We're actually in Washington. I'm here on a little road trip with my wife and my kids. We went to Camden Yards to see Astros and Orioles the other day. Really cool. You know, it's the first time being there. Really cool vibe, cool stadium. But we're going to the Yankees Nationals game tonight, you know, hoping for the Yankees to get, keep going and winning. But I wanted to talk about Gleyber Torres, but really quick, I spoke to you last time about keeping Wells in the everyday lineup. I don't care if it's lefty or righty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Trevino is our backup. And listen, it's working out, right? He's a very good hitter. And last night I was listening to the game, he had a home run and, it was either Ruco or whoever was with them. They were saying, oh, and he's, you know, one of the top hitting catchers in the league.
Yeah.
You know, so then, you know, what does it matter if it's lefty righty then? He has to hit, right? So,
yeah. John Flaherty, probably a former catcher himself, a guy that's been watching him closely. You know, I also heard them, too, talking about how many people thought that he wouldn't be able to catch at the major league level. Proved them wrong. He hit his 10th home run last night. We need his bat in the lineup. To me, it's like you need to have it more than not. I don't care. Find a way.
I agree. And last point, really quick about Gleyber. You think if he keeps this going and then hits in the playoffs, the Yankees are going to re-sign him?
Thanks for the call. Have a good time with the family, Anthony. I've never been to Nationals Park. I've been to Camden Yards. That's a good little trip. Maybe I'll try and knock out both. We were having this conversation pre-show, Dove, Hoff, and I, about Gleyber Torres. And it goes back to what I was saying yesterday about how nice would it be if Gleyber Torres plays his best baseball down the stretch here and is a real factor? Like, at the leadoff spot, playing second base, making that lineup of Gleyber Torres, Juan Soto, Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, and, like, Austin Wells. Like, make it so there's a little bit of a thought. Make it so there's a little bit of a decision with Brian Cashman and the New York Yankees that, you know, are we definitely moving on from this guy? We didn't trade this guy because we thought that he was a hitter. We thought that he was a player. Like, we've got it out of him. And that's what I said earlier as well about, I think he's finally gotten to the space of just playing free. What do I have to worry about? the season's pretty much over. My numbers are my numbers, but his numbers the last couple months since he was benched, I think in the Subway Series, his numbers have been a lot better. I've been calling it the Glaber Last of Days Farewell Tour, but who knows? Who knows? I am rooting for him to play his best baseball for the New York Yankees down the stretch, because whether he stays or he goes, which I most likely think, I think it's 75-80% that he goes, we'll remember more of what he does in September and October of 2024 than any of the years before. 888-808-1019 if you'd like to join the show. 1 hour down, 3 hours to go. Keith McPherson filling in for BT and Sal. I will be right back.